I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for friends, co-workers, work. Thank you for being here. I'm encouraged by your participation. Also, the members are here. Appreciate a pretty good crowd this morning, so I appreciate your participation. I think the last time I did, I'm not the preacher here, making sure some of you know the visitors. I'm not the preacher, the pastor, the minister. So Ron is. He's sitting in the middle. So, but we do have opportunities. The men here, we feel that we should have some men's once in a while to stand up here, do short talks, and things like that to get us better, you know, and our purpose is to go out there and preach the gospel to every creature. So, and this is a way that we practice preaching God's word. So, the last time I did a 25, 30 minute lesson was in Spanish. I did it in Puerto Rico. It's in my own language. A lot easier than in Spanish and in English. So that was the last time I did it a while back when I visited down there in Puerto Rico. So so here, you see here, so life is a journey. A route each individual creates starting when young. I wonder where I wrote when young. Why not old? Why when young? I think the sooner you start for our young generation here, young kids, the better it is. Because that's going to help you make better decisions for your future. So this is a key right here. Okay? It doesn't mean now that we are 30, 40, 50, 60, that's too late. Use your experiences you had in the past to make you better. And start building that route. And the route is to follow God. Everyone surely joins a team of some sort during this journey. Some teams do well and some teams don't do well at all. There are lessons you can learn from being on a team. The bad ones or the good ones of the so-and-so. So we'll be talking about that. And then we want to relate that to a church team, God's team. So, So, I want to talk a little bit about the past a little bit, okay, to apply those lessons, and I get to the top, go to the topic a little later. So, this is a team that did not work together. We played close to 30 games, 6 wins, 24 losses. Pretty bad, right? What happened? What happened with this team? Very talented. Something happened. We had a lot of talents to win a championship. We had goals. We had missions. We had good coaches that won championships the year before. We had good practices. We got great fans. But if you see something, it's only 11 players. We used to have 15. 4 then got kicked out a week before the season started. Wonder why they got kicked out. Because they didn't follow the mission, the vision, and the goals of our coaches. So we ended up having 11. Negative things took over the positive things. We were not a good team. There was no leadership, no helpers following the leaders. They were not leaders, so Ish. Ish is here. Ish was supposed to be a leader. Ish was supposed to carry the team. Ish didn't do it. Part of those losses were my fault. Ish here, I was 18 and a half years old. Ish here was me. Me, then you. Not a we, not us. Part of that, it was my fault. So, that was pretty much the bad team. Here we go. This is about 2 years later. A well-functioning team. This team was fun. This team had a lot of good things. A lot of good things. This was a fun team. We followed the vision, mission, the goals. We listened to the coaches. We made sacrifices for each other. We passed the ball. We were not selfish. If someone was open, we passed it. We had leadership. We had seniors. We had veterans. We had middle and middle-aged players. We had a good young players, some freshmen, sophomore players that listen and follow the leaders. Here, Ish was a little more mature. I learned from my mistakes. I wasn't the starter. I was the sixth man. I didn't start the games, but I listened to the veterans right here. They were bigger than me, 35 years old, 33 years old. I was 20. These are the young players here. Great coach. We followed the mission, the vision, and the goals. We didn't win the championship. We went to the Final Four. That was a great, great adventure, going to the Final Four out of 30 teams. Goals met as a team. This is my third team. I didn't want to put more pictures of the third team I played for because it would be too many pictures. But here, did you see the vision, the mission, the goals were met. We got along. We passed the ball very well. Here, everybody has a trophy because everybody has something special they did for the team. The coaches did a good job recognizing that each player, from the starter, the one number one player, to the number 15th, did something for the team. And everybody won a trophy of some kind. You see, we celebrated. That was after the season was over. We celebrated the championship. This is unique about this team. There's something really unique. This team did not start winning right away. This team started 3 wins and 6 losses. We were not getting along very well. We were ranked to be 10th in the league, the bottom of the league, because we lost our superstars to the NBA. They went to the NBA. So you don't have returners? You have a couple seniors. They're good, but they're not superstars. So what I did, because I learned, you remember? When I was 18, 20, and now I'm here about 22 years old right now, I need to step up. Me and a couple players went to the coaches and said, coaches, can you let us have a meeting, a team player meeting with no coaches and have a meeting? Can you trust us to do that? And we had a meeting in a room, 15 guys in a room by ourselves. And so I have big mouth. And guess what? One of the things I said is, instead of you pointing that you do this, you do that, what about here? Pointing here. Look at yourself. My little English that I had got across. We started 3-6, right? We finished 21-9. We started 3-6, 3 wins. We finished with 21 wins. We won 14 games in a row. It took a lot of sacrifices. It took a lot of things that we did together. You know, following our coaches, following the mission, the vision, and the team's goals. Here. This is the reward. This is what we wanted from day one. We wanted to call the ring. We had a couple things in the locker room to remind us of our goals. We had our mission, our vision, our goals put in the locker room to remind us every time we went in there. We looked at those goals. We had a couple pictures of rings. So after all those sacrifices, after all of that stuff we went through, we got the reward. Pretty neat, huh? These two guys, the book that I have, the magazine, has 3 rings. I didn't want to put it up here because the coaches were bragging, because they won 3 years in a row. This is the year before. I just put it there just to show you 1 ring. This guy went to the NBA. This guy went to the NBA. We lost those two guys. That's why the next season, you know, guys are going to do anything. You guys don't have anybody. But we put it together. Even though we didn't have superstars, we put it together as a team because everybody gave a portion to what the goal was to accomplish too. So, helping us, that stuff that I told you about, just to help us to explain what the rest of the things are going to happen. The journey to make it to heaven, becoming fellow workers for the truth. So when I look at what a team means, what a church means, and combine it together, and then when I look at a couple goals, and then we'll finish the lesson, and you can take it with you to see you're part of a team, God's team. Here, we have the scripture reading. The scripture reading, there's a couple of things I want you to see here, okay? So this is the elder to the beloved Jairus, who I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. But I was very glad when the brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear all my children walking in truth. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they're strangers, and they have testified of your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in manner worthy of God, for they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers in the truth. There are things we can get out of this. First of all, encouragement for one another. That's what we can get from the elder telling Jairus. And he heard from other brethren of the good work he's done. He heard things, how he's helping others. He's helping strangers, or a stranger. Somewhere says, or a stranger. Okay? So, there's encouragement, right? There's also a mission, a vision, and goals. That is to go out there and preach the word to others. So they're going to go out there and keep supporting others, even though they're strangers. You should see here. Okay, this is for the young people we have here. Okay? So, the kids, young people, you didn't start this out of nothing. Hopefully you had a coach, a dad, a coach, or one of you, could be this girl, was the leader. Said, okay, girls, boys, there's boys there too. Okay, so you have a plan. To win this game, we need to work together. Make a plan. Have some goals and a mission. Okay, we got who is in the front, who's in the middle, who's in the back. I don't know if you've done that before. You know, you've done that before when you were younger kids. This is fun, especially if you win. Okay? This is really fun. But you need to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, the other team is going to beat you if they have a plan. So here, it takes teamwork. It takes selfishness. It takes courage, encouraging one another. Keep going, keep going. I've been in those before. Keep going. Come on, keep pushing, keep pulling. It's pretty fun when you hear the people telling you, encouraging you. So this is pretty fun. This is teamwork right here. Here, as we all do at work, we have a lot of meetings at work. We have meetings and family meetings. You have your own family meetings, dad, mom, and the kids. You have church meetings. We do here. We have committees. We have men's meetings. So this is where we meet together. And we have a leader. We have co-leaders. We have some people that are the co-helpers. And everybody gets a job and a sign. You see those notes? You gotta take notes. Because if those notes, what's gonna happen to this? You throw in the trash? No. You use those to write your goals, mission, and vision, and those are the follow-ups. Okay? Here. So let's start definition. We wanna start here with the team. Team means a group of people coming together to achieve a common goal. A number of persons associated together in work or activity. Team means willing to undertake a task or make a sacrifice for collective benefit of one's friends, brethren, colleagues, or family members. That's what a team means. Here, let's go to the scripture. 1 Peter 4. First Peter 4, 7 and 11. He says, 1 Peter 4, verses 7 to 11. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And all above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover multitudes of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. And each has received a gift, minister it to one another as good servants of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may glorify through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Here we go. What definition of church? Church, a collective body of all Christians, group of Christians believers, assembly of people together, a body of Christ in which he is the head, who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. So this is pretty similar right here. Team, church, it's a group of people following a common goal. Believers, having someone that is the head, the leader. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I notice I messed up with the number. It's 1 Corinthians, sorry. 1 Corinthians 12. 12 and 4, till 14. So 1 Corinthians 12 says, "For as the body is one, has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. For one spirit we all are baptized into one spirit, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For one in fact, the body is not one member, but many." So you see in the scriptures, it takes it together. It's not just one person. Can you be a Christian? Can you follow God just stay in your home every Sunday? Can you just be a Christian just being by yourself? I don't think God has that example in the Bible where Peter, John, Timothy were loners over here, and they just read the Bible over here. Okay, I'm going to follow you, God, but I don't want to associate with those because they're hypocrites. The church is just too many problems. It's going to put me to work, to be in meetings. I don't think God wants me to be here. He says, guess what? You're here by yourself. Guess who's over here? The devil. The devil is over here. And he's going to pull you in, okay? Because of you want to be by yourself. Your pride, you know, you just want to be alone. I think church is a group of people that get together. Even if you're doing great, even if you're having a great year, there's some people in the church that I have not. You encourage them. You grab their hand. You support them. That's why God wants you to come to church and join God's team, God's church, to help the believers, to preach to others, to be a good example to others, to fight the good fight. There is a lot of reasons why God chose 12 disciples. He had 12 disciples. And later, we're going to read a piece of the scriptures. They're going to tell you what the 11 did. 11 of them. Okay? So, this is pretty much similar here. Okay? Goals. Goals. Teams have goals, and so do churches. Goals are about the final destination, but much more about the journey. There are actions, there is work that the members of the group needs to do. Goals need start dates and due dates. Pretty interesting. It's like a group at work. We have a meeting, and there's some start dates of a certain work, and there's some due dates. If you don't have that, things are not going to get accomplished. Things don't get done. And then that's when problems start. Okay? That's what happened to my basketball team. We didn't have due dates. We didn't have goals. We had them, but we didn't just follow them. Coaches were frustrated with us. We ran so many drills. When you lose a lot, you run a lot because they punish you. Right? So we did a lot of running. So, failing to plan is planning to fail. I think that applies to a lot of things, not just church or teams. It applies to family plannings too. You sit down with your family, you plan things. financial things. You know, failing to plan is planning to fail. You plan together, okay? You make a plan and you try to, you know, follow with due dates. Goals are guiding lights toward the fulfillment of our dreams. We have a lot of dreams, a lot of goals. Kids, you do. You want something for Santa Claus to bring you. That's a goal, a dream, right? You want something in 3 weeks or so. For your birthday, you want something. It's a dream and a goal that you want, something you want. Same thing here. We have a goal is someday for us as Christians and brethren to be in heaven. But I don't think you can do it alone. To go to heaven, you need a teamwork to help you. But guess what? Because the journey is going to be so hard. Being a Christian is not easy. You're going to have so many rocks. If you're going this way, you're going to have some steps like that. You're going to have some hardships. You're going to have so many things that are going to happen in your journey when you're a Christian that you're going to need encouragement. You're going to lose a job someday. You're going to suffer with health. There's going to be death in your family. You're going to be suffering. That's when you can with prayers and help people to help your brethren. So you see, this is teamwork right here. You see this person here? This person is very important. See there? I wonder why that person is not turned the other way. This person is the leader, the coach. He's watching the speed. He's watching the other people that are competing over here. Because there's other people here, other teams here and here. But this person is watching and say, okay, controlling the speed or I don't know this sport. Some of you might know this sport. I don't. But I imagine this coach is just coaching about the speed, other things, I imagine. Some goals and mission and missions they have. Okay? You know what I'm saying, right? There's something here going on. But they know the goals. They know the mission. They want to win. You know, these girls want to win. They're girls. Okay? They want to win. You know, so the person in the front has a job. The person in the back has another job. And the people in the middle have different jobs. There's different jobs. Okay? So there's something here, and the coach is the leader. If they don't listen to her, they're not going to win. Okay? If they disrespect her, they're not going to win. Let's go to Romans 15, 4, Romans 15. Romans 15, 4 to 7. Romans 15, 4 to 7. For whatever things were written before were written for learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Jesus Christ, that you may be with one mind and one mouth glorify the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to glorify of God, the glorify of God. So practical ways to grow a healthy team and church. These are practical ways. Have a mission and a vision with a common goal, which is to help each other to go to heaven. Have organized committees with someone being the champion of the goal. We use that word. I appreciate you, Justin, for using that word, a champion. Never heard it before. I heard it in other ways, but I appreciate when you say, okay, who's going to be the champion of that committee? Who's going to lead that portion? Who's going to remind others about the jobs they need to do? You need a champion for whatever things you're working on. Find ways to bring new people to our team. Find ways. God tells us how to find people. He gives us the game plan, how to go find them. Of all ages, and be an includer. There's some of you that love that word, includer. Be an includer, okay? Make it fun, hospitality. Get to know each other. Laugh and eat. Eat, you guys know. Eat. Being Spanish, you know, Hispanics love to eat. Everything you do is eating. Okay, good and bad. But yes, you need to get together and have some food. Could be diet too, okay? So, it could be salad. It doesn't need to be all meat. Some of us have been talking. We're going to plan a field trip pretty soon to go to Golden Corral in Vancouver. Right, Jim? We're going to go to Golden Corral. We're going to put an invitation. Who wants to go to Golden Corral? And we're going to try to pig out. Let's call it something else. Don't say pig out, okay? Other words. Okay, so we're going to plan something together to laugh, to get to know each other. Okay? So, hospitality could be in your home, could be in a restaurant, could be in the park, could be the dads here getting together in the summer, go to the park with the kids, give mom a break. You know, dads could get together and go to the park with the kids. We can do that, right? The ladies will be gone next weekend. Some of us should get together, not go to the park because it'll be cold. We could do other things together. Some of you men can cook. I would love you cook for me. Man. So, I can cook. But if you cook for me, hey, I'll pay you $30. If it's good. If it's not good, forget it. No tip. Right? So, let's make it fun this coming weekend. The ladies will be on a retreat for 4 days. The men will be alone with the kids. We could find something together and get to know each other and laugh and eat. Encourage each other, creating accountability. Ask people to remind you about your assignment. Is your person that forgets sometimes? You know? We could remind each other, okay, about things we do, tasks, assignments that we do. But I think we need to encourage each other, create accountability. God tells us that, okay? Take time to reflect and evaluate what is being accomplished. After you make those plans, goals, and following the mission and vision, take time to reflect and evaluate what is being accomplished. Adjust your plans when needed. We need to adjust them sometimes. If things don't work out, go to plan B. And there's a plan C sometimes. But the most important thing is this. Watch this. All things use God's word for guidance. In our church team, we have a vision and a mission and goals. We do. But we use this. This is the most important. We use God's word for guidance. Okay? Let's go to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. Second Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. You gotta read that word. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, truly equipped for every good work. And finally, when a church team is put together and works together, there are patient, goals-oriented, loving, and forgiving. We need a knock-down, get-up attitude. Trying hard to shake off the negative. Could be individual things that are happening to you, with things happening in your own home or work or whatever. Right? Sometimes we're going to be here. We're going to be knocked down. Okay? But guess what? We're going to help each other to get up. God does that with us. He helps us get up. Trust each other and the goal. In the goal that we have to get to heaven someday, stress that and help each other to accomplish that together. There's a few questions, and I have a scripture to read to end this. Is, are you on a team of some sort? Right now you might be, the kids might be some team, you know, some today. When you go on your baseball team, your soccer team, hopefully you take a little bit of this lesson. If you're a young kid, young high schoolers, middle school. And when you're on that team, you gotta be a leader. And if you're not a leader, you could be a co-leader. Because leaders maybe talk a lot. But if you're not a talker, you know, you could be a co-leader. Your presence is important. Ish, when he was 18, he was immature, me, attitude. You know? We didn't get hospitality after a game. Not that first team. We didn't get together and eat burgers afterwards. But you now have an opportunity here, join a team, to be a good example, to show that you a good testimony of you are a follower of Christ, okay? That you're a light to the world, light to your friends. And also, you could be a leader on your team, because guess what? Those skills you learn now, they're going to help you with skills in the future. Ish didn't have skills when he was 18. It took me some time to learn more skills. And when I was a senior in college, I had more skills to be brave and go to the coaches to ask them to trust me. It takes time to become a leader, but you could practice with baby steps. Are you on God's team, His church team? Are you on a team with God? That's a question I'm asking each one of you, okay? Are you in it? You could be in a church, but you're not really in it. It happens sometimes, you know, that you're in the church, you're in the building, but you're not really in it. Are you available? Do you have the we mentality? We, not just me, like H did when he was 18, okay? So that's a question I have for each one of you, okay? And the last verse I'll be reading, and then the lesson is yours. It's a, let me find it here before I tell you that. It's something we all heard. But I want you to look at it as a team now, as a team, using the word team, okay? Let me find it first. I'm closed. No, it's not that one. It's this one, okay? You got a plan B, remember? Plan A, plan B? Okay, found plan B. Plan B is Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Listen to what he says. I'm going to read the two verses above. The last three verses you hear a lot. 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed with them. They're going to have a meeting. God told them, appointed, we're going to meet in that mountain. Jesus was their leader, told the 11 disciples, let's have a meeting. Let's have a get together, because something else is going to happen. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that one of the 11, two or three of the 11 people that were on the team still doubted the mission, doubted the vision, doubted the goals. I'm trying to guess, maybe those two or three men that were in the 11 were younger. They had the ish attitude when he was 18. Me. Jesus second or third. Could be they didn't have a lot of fire. They're still following Jesus, but there's still doubt a little bit. You know, it's still there. Well, this is what happens the next 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. What a meeting. What a job. That tells you, that was a team right there. That was Jesus' team. His 11 disciples. There was 12, but something happened to the 12. That's another lesson. 12 is not there for a big reason. He did not trust them. He didn't want to follow the vision and the goals of the leader. That's why the 12 is not there. But the 11 were. Even though a couple that were doubted is still on the team. So the question goes back. Now the question is, how are we doing as a church team? We're a young team here. We're only about a year old. Think about it. We're, most of us here, those 69, right? 69? 65? We're about a year old. We're a young team. Guess what? I'm pretty proud with the experience that I have. You know, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen there is a mission, there's a vision, there are goals, there are committees, there's meetings. Sometimes you might be called to a meeting two times a month, three times a month. There's reasons we need to have meetings. Jesus met with the 11 disciples. One of the last days he was alive. In the mountain, So we need to have meetings to accomplish those goals. We need to have reminders, and we need to have patience, because sometimes things are not going as smoothly as the meeting was planned. But if we have patience and loving and forgiving, we can make it, okay, together. What I love about here is that we have seniors. We have seniors, a lot of seniors here that love you because we need you. You're very important, especially in Bible classes, encouraging us, our younger group here. We have leaders, and we have all those stuff as our mission goals, and we have young people. We have a lot of young people. We have some babies. We have 4 or 5 babies. That's the future right there. We need to keep pushing them, you know, teaching them. Not just mommy and daddy. It includes others here. When we do Bible classes for kids, everybody's planting the seed with those kids, with those young people, okay? So I'm very excited about our future here. We are growing. We're a year old pretty much, you know, and I'm very excited. We have big goals. I mean, we do. I mean, they're written. They're written big goals, okay? I want to work together to accomplish those goals with patience, perseverance, asking God for wisdom, okay? So the question is here for you, for all of us, okay? There you go. Don't go there yet. Sorry. If you're not a Christian or you're thinking about it, you something is bugging you right here that you really want to be on a church team. It's here. But you have barriers in on the way, right? There are things happening. Back then, I had the same thing you were feeling. The same thing. I grew up as a Catholic. There was a lot of things that happened. I was fearing my parents because they really taught me the truth. But I still had doubt in some things. So I decided to study the Word of God, get a couple of friends, and study the Word a little bit more. And guess what? After those 2 friends, I got 2 more friends. There were 4 friends. And after that, I was ready to become a Christian, be baptized, and commit to God's team. If you're somebody that is already on the team, but you're struggling, you're not available, okay? Yet, you're in, but still, there's barriers, there's stuff happening in your life. You know, God gives you opportunity, opens the door for you to come back. Okay, so this is an invitation for all of you. Thank you for listening. We go to the song or invitation.